This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the NBN Co. have announced that they're going to be rolling out fibre to the premises, a change on the current plan over the last few years. But the good news is it means faster internet connections in the regions. I'm joined this morning by Tim Sewell, Head of Community Regional Affairs with NBN Co. How are you this morning, Tim?
Good, Jordan. How are you today?
Not too bad. So can you tell me about what's going on with this fibre to the premises plan?
Yeah, absolutely. Really exciting announcement for regional Australia. We'll actually be extending fibre further into the network. So there'll be a lot of towns in South Australia that are on our fibre to the node network. And what we'll be doing for the majority of those is extending that fibre beyond the node right to the footpath. And then if people want to order really high-speed plans, so up to a gigabit speed plans, they'll be able to do that through their provider, and we'll come and build that fibre lead into the home at no charge to the homeowner.
And so I guess this is a response to, I guess, people wanting faster internet or expecting people will want faster internet in the future.
Yes.
Why just now? Why wasn't this the plan from the get-go?
So what the focus has been for NBN is to build out the network, get everyone up to a minimum level of 25 megabits per second by June 2020. And we've been able to deliver on that. And when you think about the impacts that COVID had, and where we were working from home, we were schooling from home, a lot of people had to run the business from home, we saw incredible demand on our network. We saw daytime use increase by up to 70%. And even at night, when the network was already busy, it was still up 20-30% as people had to stay at home during the restrictions. So this is really the next iteration of NBN, NBN Phase 2, if you like. We know that the speeds that a lot of people are on now are fine for them, so there's no change if you're happy with your speed. What this does do is unlock faster speeds of 100 megabits per second and beyond, right up to a gigabit for those that would like it.
Of course, this will also have some benefits for regional businesses as well, giving them cheaper access to direct fibre. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So at this point in time, we've only announced two business fibre zones, but there is more coming for regional South Australia next month. But what this will mean is businesses who often need that higher level of bandwidth and that dedicated bandwidth will be able to order that at the same price as the metro areas. So what it actually means is our premium product, which is called Enterprise Ethernet, a business will be able to order that on demand. And again, we will build that fibre as they order a plan. What that product delivers is what we call symmetrical speed. So the exact same download and upload speed, 24/7. It also comes with a high level of customer support, because we know business don't like to be offline. We know it costs them money when their connectivity goes down. So they also get access to our business operations center, which is open 24/7 for any service quality issues. But what it means in short terms is it really unlocks our premium business grade product for a lot of regional businesses, which should make a big difference for them.
Mm. Of course, there are a lot of, more remote communities like Andamooga, yes, just north of Roxby Downs, that are on satellite NBN at the moment. Is there anything in place to improve internet in, rural areas in South Australia?
Yeah, look, not as part of this announcement, although I will say that the satellite product, we've seen that continually evolve over the last few years. And just before COVID, we introduced a new product called SkyMaster Plus, which offered unlimited data use across all applications except for video streaming. And we've seen people's data use go a lot further on the satellite product. So if there are any listeners on satellite and they're not on the SkyMaster Plus product, I would encourage them to contact their service provider about that one. And we'll continue to see that product evolve into the future. Similarly, with fixed wireless, there's a lot of people in regional on fixed wireless. We've spent $800 million over the last couple of years upgrading that network to get faster download speeds. And again, we'll continue to upgrade and evolve that technology over the years.
Because, of course, internet technology is definitely not going to slow down going into the future. There's always improvements being made every single year.
Absolutely. And look, we need to keep pace with that. We know that it's almost an expectation that people will have good connectivity at the home now, given there's, you know, so many online shopping and you know, lodging welfare claims and so on online. And, you know, there's always an expectation now from providers that people will be online. So we just want to make sure that is the case. And, Yeah, we've got 7.6 million premises connected to the NBN network now, and we're nudging closer to 8 million, we think, by about this time next year. So, look, lots of exciting news. And again, the NBN doesn't walk away. It continues to evolve and upgrade to meet demand.
Mm. And, of course, another announcement was the $300 million Regional Development Fund. What's that all about?
Yeah, so really excited about this one as well. This is to enable co-investment from local government and state government to co-invest with NBN in improving regional connectivity. So some of your listeners might be aware of the Mobile Black Spots program, which enables governments to co-invest with mobile carriers to build mobile towers in black spots. It's similar to that. So a local government or a state government can come to NBN and say, we've got this area here which we believe is underserved. Can we co-contribute or co-invest and improve the NBN connectivity for a town or for an area? So excited about what that one will do for regions as well.
Mm. And so with looping back to the FTTP plan that's recently been announced, so when do we expect action to get started on that?
Yeah, good question. Look, we it's an announcement this week, right? And we're just now starting to work with our delivery partners and our service providers as to when and where we start to roll this out. We hope that work will start before the end of the year, and we hope that the first people will be able to order their fibre on demand by about the middle of next year. But look, once we have a program and a schedule, perhaps we can come back and have a chat in more detail about that.
No worries. Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Tim Sewell, Head of Community Regional Affairs with NBN Co on your Classic It's Breakfast.